Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga forces are edging towards Mosul from a nearby villages Thursday as part of an Iraqi military offensive to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters said the Islamic State militants were retreating. This fighter says, "We didn't face resistance from Daesh. They're retreating to Mosul in Syria." The Iraqi government, meanwhile, announced the operation against the Islamic State on Monday. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, on Thursday said the offensive was going faster than planned. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government had strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The foreign ministry spokesman says it's a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, regardless of its success or failure. The North test-fired a missile that failed immediately after launch early on Thursday, according to the U.S. and South Korean militaries. French President Francois Hollande said the EU should keep the option of sanctions open against Russia over its role in the bombardment of the Syrian city of Aleppo. All options are open for as long as there is not a ceasefire that is respected, according to Hollande as he arrived for an EU summit in Brussels. Meanwhile, the humanitarian pause Thursday that took effect in Aleppo is continuing. President Vladimir Putin says they are ready to extend the pause for as long as possible. Russia extended the length from 8 hours to 11 hours. The bombardment of warplanes would halt their bombardment. This is VOA News.